Thank you very much. Appreciate all the speakers who have gone before me. My plan at this point was to summarize all the presentations. We are running a few minutes behind, so I'm going to go past my summary comments, if you'll allow me to do that, and get more to the meat of what I think we're here for, and open it up for discussion, because I would like to have some future direction for all of us to go forth after this meeting. So it's been worth everyone's time that they put together for this seminar. So once again, thanks to all the speakers. We had a whole host of topics covered from across the globe, and we appreciate all the extra effort that was put into this. Cheryl O'Donnell, then Stuart Wrights, Stephen Cofield, Frank Zalem, John Palumbo, Joe Funderburk, Kevin Hines, Pablo, I won't try to pronounce your last name, apologize, Luis Gomez, Tomatsu Marie. And so I wanted to then get to this point and just put forth some suggestions that myself, as well as the co-symposium author here, Stuart, put together, as well as the co-authors on this paper, with some suggestions, and then we'd like to have some discussion and hopefully some action that come from this symposium. But for those branch meetings that do not have a THRIP symposium, we would like to suggest that is something that we start. I know some of you have already been doing it. I know Joe has done it in the East, and it's probably gone in other branch meetings that I'm just not aware of. But to dig more deeply into the issues there in those areas and come up with plans that more are specific for your area that help us manage the western flower thrips. Also, a suggestion was made, as we all are members and work with IRAC, that as we look at the sap feeding insect committee, because of the major issues that we're having with whiteflies and aphids, that sometimes western flower thrips, or thrips in general, don't get some of the emphasis that we need. So what we're suggesting is to see if IRAC would allow a subgroup to focus on thrips so that we can stay on top of this invasive species, because it's continuing to spread and causing additional problems. And then, as Louise had talked about, a multidisciplinary, multi-institutional effort to develop registrations for rotational partners, and they all don't need to be 100% control type actives. Just sometimes knocking the population back can be very helpful, those environments where beneficial insects can then take over, that may be all we need. And this goes along, the next point goes along with doing symposiums at our various branch meetings, and that is to come up with those IPM approaches by crop and get a system figured out that can help manage this species, as well as deal with the other pests that you have in that crop. For our problems, or for our purposes in the East, in peppers, we have pepper weevil, and there's just not a lot of good options to control pepper weevil and also be safe to beneficial insects, so we need to work through that. And then, as Dr. Wrights calls it, the Holy Grail, that's the last item there, work with plant breeders to develop thrips resistance crops. So those are the suggestions the co-organizer and co-authors came up with. Just start some discussion. We have a few minutes left, and if we've missed some that you see are obvious that we ought to do, or agree with some that we presented, or disagree, we would like to open that up for some discussion and make this a more meaningful symposium. So, any comments?
I have a question.
Yes, Dave.
Really appreciate you organizing this proposal and getting the Freedom of Color Meeting for several aspects. But to get back to your point about what role IRAC could play in this scenario, you guys have a member that sits on the IRAC group and hasn't been brought up at this point, to my knowledge, about having a special subcommittee to work on this, area. Other than the classical chemical rotations and the conservation of Oreos and Hutchinson, what else do you see would be a role that IRAC can play? I guess, do you have any specific notions along that line?
Well, I guess my thought is, and others can join in here, I think it's important just for a group to be working on the problem. We all do our own individual work in our areas, and we, as much as we try to communicate with one another, we always don't get that done and aren't as thorough as we would like. You know, I learned something new from Pablo here on the concentrating more on the mechanism rather than the mode of action. You know, if we probably would have eventually seen that information, but it would have come later. So I think having a group that works on this issue just in itself to share information as quickly and as openly as possible would be beneficial just for development of that group. So that's kind of my opinion. I don't know if there may be others who know the inner workings of IRAC better than I do that can add some additional thoughts on that. You want to do that?
What was that comment?
Just to get everybody up to speed on what sort of the mission of IRAC is in the first place.
Who can do that better than I? I don't. Is David the one to do that? So do you think this is something that IRAC would be of use in dealing with this? Or is that kind of a pipe dream? I mean, is that where to start?
I'm not sure where to start.
Okay.
Unfortunately, right now, it's a single company issue overall because they now have the old project that's working really, really well.
Right, but it's going to be an industry issue here pretty quick.
It probably will be.
It's a good point. So it's going to quickly going to be everybody's problem, because the grower's going to be screaming. It's going to make it our problem. So, Mike.
Well, my thought is, this was an excellent symposium tonight. Congratulate you guys for putting it together. I'm just wondering if there would be value in a standalone symposium that we could dig into more detail, for example, in ornamentals or in fruit and vegetables. I'm just wondering if there would be support to have a separate symposium, whether it be global or national, to dig in even deeper on some of these issues that were brought up today.
It's a good input. Is there interest for a more focused symposium? Would you say ornamentals versus vegetables versus trees and vines? I don't know if that's the way to split it, but is that? Yeah, that's a very good point. Right. Who do we put in charge of trying to head up something like this? I mean, we've got all the knowledge is here in the room, and all the people that can make it happen are in the room. Is there anybody from the ornamental group or the vegetable group or the tree group that would want to say, hey, I'll give it a try? Mike? Okay, thank you. Is there anybody that's not interested in participating? Maybe we'll put it that way. Well, and those are excellent comments. The thing that we wrestled with in our recommendations here was, do we go to Iraq and let them do that kind of activity, or do we start our own kind of committee? And we tended to go towards Iraq because it was already established and a known entity. But maybe that isn't the way we need to go. I'm open to going back and maybe we begin the committee with those who were on the symposium here today and anybody else who wants to join in and try to develop some plans and actions and future direction for this. So I don't know. What's the group want to do? Do we go to Iraq? Do we start a
No one that I've talked to in our university or
I agree. I do believe it's an industry issue. I know Dow AgroSciences product is the one that we're having an issue with, but it's so important that it's the growers are going to be yelling for help to everybody. So, yes, sir.
I'm an extension entomologist, work with affected both fruit and ornamental. And today I didn't see a lot of this, you know, rotation scheme. Is there a logical way to look at this by knowing about site of action, mode of action? Can we actually predict or tell growers what the best approach to rotation would be? Conserve for two sprays, then something, what do we go into next? Or if we just pick one?
I think where we're at right now with the work that Luis has been doing and Joe and others, we're trying to find those rotational partners. And that's kind of the basic. We're just trying to find some products that have some activity and hopefully they're, in our particular case in the East, that are safe to beneficials. So we're kind of in our infancy of trying to find some of those rotational partners. And then probably the next step after that is to find out what is the best, which one do we go to first, second, third, and fourth. And I don't know if Louise will agree with that, but that's my thought. Then I'll state this comment, and this will probably cost me my job sometime down the line, but we have been trying to work with the growers and help them understand what to do. And there are just some people who will not change. And so I just say that and go on. Yes, sir. I think you're really spot on. David, do you think we can do that in Iraq? Is it?
I don't mean to minimize the fact that this right now is just a Dow issue, and I would fully agree with the most of the members that are sitting here that it will be an industry-wide issue shortly. It looks like it's going that direction. For forming a subcommittee within IRAC, that's relatively easy to do, and somebody to champion that process. Dow has a member that sits on our
right.
There's two of us that are sitting here now. I think Roy and I should take it back to the committee along with Gary Sidgwick and push toward that. I think it would be extremely beneficial to have some academic experts also to sit in as an ex officio member or in some other capacity to kind of guide the process. But I don't see any reason why I would actually take this on.
If Iraq is not, if something comes up and Iraq ends up not being the best way to go, you do have ESA networks, the way you can set up within ESA opportunities for not just leaders, but many, how many people can put on the committee? You can't put a bunch of people on a committee necessarily, 100 people, but if you have quite a few people who are interested and want to participate in the discussion, you could also go that route too.
And probably we need to do both. We need to go through Iraq, and we also need to go back to our branches and form our own groups and have our symposiums on that and committees that drive some action. Yes. One more question or comment. So what you're saying is we can learn from that group and maybe help us form ours and our action plans?
I don't know. Maybe
okay, something to think about.
I was just thinking about some, problems. That's the one that popped up where, it seemed like it wasn't that hard to take effort. Like Joe said,
Norm.
Just a comment that fire ant program is area wide. Most of us know that. So it's based on geography. And it's an interesting idea. Crop by crop IPM seems to be the way to go. Because it's going to vary from crop to crop. But we still have this geography deal. What she's suggesting is that if you look at that model, it's based on geography. And then put the rest of this layered on it. It is a huge effort. It takes a lot of people, and it has taken a lot of resources, but it is a concept that could fit here.
Okay. In going forward, I guess I want to understand, does the academia feel that we're headed the right direction in making this a subgroup of Iraq, or do and have people involved in that? We need to have academia and extension agents, etc., on that group. So do you feel comfortable going forward that way, or would you rather do something different than than that direction. So I hope that wasn't confusing. Yes, Norm.
I can react to that. What I've heard is in this session that the rotation of Iraq and so forth is just a component, that we have a broader scope of activity that's required to address this issue. And so I think that's one piece, but I sure don't think it's the whole problem.
Okay, so we need to use Iraq to help us through the finding alternatives, rotations, that kind of thing. But you're saying we need to make a broader group outside of Iraq to deal with all the other factors.
I think so.
Okay. You agree with that?
I mean, in Iraq, it's a good, it can help provide leadership. It's a group that has a little bit of weight. Sometimes you need that.
Okay. We'll start with Iraq and we'll make it bigger as we go forward. How is that? All right, Luis?
To follow up on Mike's comment, can we get email addresses of people, like send them to you or something?
We can do that. We have all the speakers on the symposium. But yes, I'll, for those who are interested in being a part of this, I'll give you my email, or we can pass a list around. I see Stuart starting a list. So we'll do it both ways. My email address is AWWEIS. Oh, it's in the program. Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. And thank you to the speakers.